בחינות הבגרות באנגלית מועד קיץ תשע"ע 2010 לתלמידים אינטרניים ואקסטרניים הנבחנים בשאלון ה'. שלום רב. היום אתם נבחנים בבחינות הבגרות בשפה האנגלית, ובעוד רגע ישודר הקטע בהבנת הנשמע. נשמיע לכם את הקטע הזה פעמיים. הודעה חשובה למשגיחי הבחינות ולנבחנים, אסור להקליט את הקטעים. יש להאזין לקטעים בשתי הקריאות שבשידור בלבד. בסיום השידור, על התלמידים לשים את מקלטי הרדיו או כל מכשיר אחר בצידי החדר.
Hello, students. Today you are sitting for your Bagrut examination in English. In a moment, you will hear the text of your listening comprehension test, which will be read twice. And now, the first broadcast.
ועתה השידור הראשון.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to our program, The Internet Today. I'm Liz Phillips, and today I'll be telling you about a good way to get rid of things you no longer want, find things you do want, and help the environment at the same time. Everyone has old things lying around the house which are in such good condition that you really would not like to throw them away. Of course, it would be nice to give them away, but where do you find someone who wants them? The obvious answer is the Internet. In the last few years, a number of websites have appeared which allow you to offer other people items you no longer want. And you too might find something that someone else is giving away. Everybody wins. People get rid of their old stuff, they find what they need, and it doesn't cost anybody anything. Moreover, the websites are usually free to use, and most of them are organized by geographical area, so that people don't have to travel far to pick up the items they've chosen. Almost everything you can think of is there. Cooking equipment, pianos, even wedding dresses. One of the largest of these useful websites is Free for All, which was started in the United States in 2003. It now has nearly 7 million registered members in different countries all over the world, and more are joining every month. The only disadvantage of Free for All is that the items are not organized in any way, either by category or by alphabetical order. They are just put on the website in one long list. But even though this makes Free for All hard to use, millions of people visit the website regularly because it offers such a huge variety of items. Some websites make it easy for users by specializing in one type of product. The Best Read website, for example, has a list of almost 500,000 books. Here, book lovers can give away a book they don't want anymore or choose one they do want. Another website, Kids Play, has a large selection of children's toys. Other websites of this kind specialize in clothes, DVDs, or furniture. Of course, all this is very good for the environment, too. Since people are giving things away instead of throwing them out, they are producing less garbage. Experts say that thanks to this internet activity, the amount of garbage in the United States alone has gone down by some 500 tons a day. And because of the contribution to the environment, many green organizations encourage their members to use the websites. So listeners, I also recommend these websites. And why don't you tell your friends about them too? The more they are used, the more benefit we will all get from them.
זה היה השידור הראשון. אפשר להשיב על השאלות. נשמע אתה כמה צלילים, ואחר כך נשמיע את הקטע שנית. ועתה השידור השני.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to our program, The Internet Today. I'm Liz Phillips, and today I'll be telling you about a good way to get rid of things you no longer want, find things you do want, and help the environment at the same time. Everyone has old things lying around the house which are in such good condition that you really would not like to throw them away. Of course, it would be nice to give them away, but where do you find someone who wants them? The obvious answer is the Internet. In the last few years, a number of websites have appeared which allow you to offer other people items you no longer want. And you too might find something that someone else is giving away. Everybody wins. People get rid of their old stuff, they find what they need, and it doesn't cost anybody anything. Moreover, the websites are usually free to use, and most of them are organized by geographical area so that people don't have to travel far to pick up the items they've chosen. Almost everything you can think of is there. Cooking equipment, pianos, even wedding dresses. One of the largest of these useful websites is Free for All, which was started in the United States in 2003. It now has nearly 7 million registered members in different countries all over the world, and more are joining every month. The only disadvantage of Free for All is that the items are not organized in any way, either by category or by alphabetical order. They are just put on the website in one long list. But even though this makes Free for All hard to use, millions of people visit the website regularly because it offers such a huge variety of items. Some websites make it easy for users by specializing in one type of product. The Best Read website, for example, has a list of almost 500,000 books. Here, book lovers can give away a book they don't want anymore or choose one they do want. Another website, Kids Play, has a large selection of children's toys. Other websites of this kind specialize in clothes, DVDs, or furniture. Of course, all this is very good for the environment, too. Since people are giving things away instead of throwing them out, they are producing less garbage. Experts say that thanks to this internet activity, the amount of garbage in the United States alone has gone down by some 500 tons a day. And because of the contribution to the environment, many green organizations encourage their members to use the websites. So listeners, I also recommend these websites. And why don't you tell your friends about them too? The more they are used, the more benefit we will all get from them.
זה היה השידור השני. אם לא סיימתם להשיב על השאלות, המשיכו לעשות זאת עכשיו, ואחר כך המשיכו בשאר חלקי הבחינה. משרד החינוך וכל ישראל מאחלים לכולכם הצלחה בבחינות הבגרות. שלום.